Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, attorney and Democrat Jane Duker joining us this morning on the bottom line. Jane, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mark? You staying warm?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, so far it's going to get worse tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm an old person. I don't like the cold.
Well, I hear you. So me too. So here we go. I love following your account on Twitter. We agree on a lot more things than I think we will sometimes, Jane. One of them is this crazy COVID approach that the mayor is taking in the city of St. Louis. What do you make of that?
It's incredibly disturbing. Of all the things I've been hearing lately, and how people are trying to dismantle our criminal justice system, this one really tops the cake. So on January 4th, a young African-American woman calls the police because the father of her child has beaten her severely and then taken boiling soup and thrown it at her face and chest, blistering her skin off of her, okay? She has the courage to call the police. Police respond. They get the guy. They go down to the Justice Center downtown, and pursuant to a new policy that all arrestees now have to be booked downtown, and come to find out that the reason that is because everybody who is arrested, before they are permitted to get into the jail, they have to test for COVID, which I understand. I think it's completely responsible to test for COVID.
Sure.
Well, in the case of this monster, Gardner's office actually called down to the jail and said, "We are getting charges prepared. We want you to hold this guy." Unfortunately, the jail says, "Well, tested positive for COVID, so he's gone." So within 3 hours after severely beating a woman, throwing boiling liquid on her face and chest to her skin actually came off, he's out in 3 hours. Not only out to, like, probably terrorize her. And by the way, he's still on the loose.
Wow.
And not only is going to terrorize the woman he was abusing, and as the police report and probable cause statement said, this was not the first time he beat her. And he's also going to go out and spread COVID, because I'm sure this monster is, going to isolate, right?
Well, criminals always follow the law, Jane.
Yeah, they follow the law. So anyway, so this guy is out still, like a domestic abuser. And this is like a young black woman trying to change her life and can't because this guy gets out in 3 hours. I can't imagine a scenario in which that's ever okay. And, here's the deal. She wants to keep the population of the jail down because she doesn't want to go back into the workhouse. Now, women are already housed at the workhouse because she wants to say she closed it. I mean, but we all know that's baloney because, I mean, there are people being housed in there right now. And she calls it, you know, the CJC annex. And I mean, like, nobody believes that. So this is a jail population control measure, because if you take in COVID people, arrestees, then, you know, you have to have a separate wing for them. And they just don't have the room. So, and this is all of her own doing.
But this is my problem with criminal justice reform. It only reforms for the criminals. I mean, it's not about protecting the victims at all.
Or society. I mean, she's literally spreading COVID on purpose. I can't imagine. I'm sitting here wondering where all of the psychos are who, you know, I mean, will tell you you're a murderer if you don't wear a mask, but don't say a word that she is intentionally letting COVID patients, positive people, out into society to be super spreaders. So I'm so glad that you had me on the show, Mark, because I can't believe that a news outlet has not picked this up.
No, I really can't either.
This is shocking. and it happened again. There was a warrant issued out of St. Louis County. And, you know, when a court in Missouri issues an arrest warrant, and it is an order, because there's a state law that says if there's a warrant, you have to arrest a person. You can't just go ignoring warrants. Well, guess what? A felon in St. Louis County, there's an arrest warrant. St. Louis City cops pick him up, take him to the jail. He tests positive, so off he goes.
They just released
him. It doesn't matter. Yeah, just released him. I mean, this is not a one-off deal. This is a policy. And, in fact, the policy is in writing from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, who, by the way, the upper echelon of the department, is all in agreement on all this nonsense. They're, like, aiding and abetting her.
Wow.
And so, and these are people that even Gardner would lock up. So, of course, in the case of the domestic abuser, you know, monster, I mean, Gardner's office, you know, they went to the judge. And so when they catch the guy, he's supposed to be arrested and held without bond.
Where?
But unfortunately, yeah, right, in the city. I mean, that's what they – but, you know, when they ignore a warrant, they're ignoring a court order.
Jane,
it's against the law.
I couldn't agree more, and I appreciate you pointing out that story to me this morning. And as usual, we'll have you on again soon. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Jane Duker there. You got to follow her on Twitter because she is very often – she's an equal opportunity tweeter. Because right now she's after Tashara Jones and her administration for this crazy policy, for sure. I'm going to get to a quick break here. I told you they voted on a redistricting map yesterday. State Representative Nick Schroer is going to join me in a minute to explain what that was all about and maybe where this thing is headed. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
Ronald Reagan said, though, that he didn't leave the Democratic Party. It left him.
Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot.
The president didn't trade individual stocks when he was a senator.
Here are a few things to keep in mind when you're marking your ranked choice ballot.
Our leadership in the UN is as strong as it's ever been.
That's it. I'm done. I'm off from this.
Yeah, we need to get to the short list there because we had the bottom line at the top of the hour. But right now I want to get to the bottom line with State Representative Nick Schroer, who fought the good fight yesterday and tried a 7-1 map. Nick, welcome in.
Yeah, thank you for having me on short notice. We had a hellacious day, and you know, all the Patriots that are out there listening and live streaming, here's a call to action right now. Call your state representative at 10 o'clock, just you know, an hour after you're off the air. We're going to be going back into the House to finalize this map. It is a 5-3 map. It is a district that they drew Ann Wagner. Josh Hawley actually lost. So we're going backwards instead of going the right direction. It's incredibly disappointing, but I think the people having their voice heard, calling their reps, calling their senators, I think that's going to have an ultimate effect.
So Nick, as somebody not in the weeds on this like you are, I've looked at this map this morning, and they've literally split St. Charles County right down the middle. And now the third district completely envelops the second and the first. Wouldn't it have been so easy to give a little more ground in maybe, I don't know, Webster, Kirkwood, somewhere like that, to CD1 and give St. Charles County to CD2 to cement that as a Republican district? Why didn't they do that?
It sounds like you may have looked at the map that I proposed. But yeah, we had just a couple weeks ago, I spearheaded this effort, got all of the state representatives and senators from St. Charles County to sign a letter and say, look, we need to be kept whole in one district. As of right now, we've been split into two congressional districts, but we're the fastest growing in terms of population, economic development. We are the number one Republican stronghold in the state that has carried Trump, you know, the past two times he's ran. And instead, we get split. And the leader, the quote-unquote leader of St. Charles County, John Weeman, turned his back yesterday on St. Charles County. He voted not only against a 7-1 map, John Weeman only voted against keeping St. Charles County together. He voted in favor of the Nancy Pelosi-approved 5-3 map. And, you know, there were a lot of people that, you know, wanted to hear the debate on my bill. They moved a procedural motion to try to stop the debate on my bill, which would have been a 7-1. So I'm hoping we can revisit that in some way, shape, or form this morning. If not, I can guarantee you Senators Igel and Onder will be spearheading the effort to keep St. Charles County intact and move a 7-1 map.
I appreciate you fighting for that 7-1 map. Let's assume for a moment it's going to end up 6-2. What can be done between now and Governor Parson's desk to make sure that CD2 is strengthened? I mean, I'm baffled by this. Why would Republic? I mean, John claimed on Twitter, I saw him defending his actions, that what you proposed was what, illegal or unconstitutional or something like that.
Yeah, he claimed my map, which Senate staffers and Senate attorneys House staffers and House attorneys, and Maptitude. It's a program that many states across the nation use pursuant to case law. We've used, this is the third decade we've used this program. It all said that my deviation, we literally had a district that was off by one person. Case law says that, yeah, you can have 1% deviation, not one person. He's trying to back up his procedural motion because he's in leadership. He's the reason this was cast down yesterday, and it doesn't make sense. We're going to have a lot of legal talk this morning as I bring up case law that shows federal law, case law, our own state constitution says that we can have 1% deviation. And this is 100% allowed. This is why this is a disaster by the establishment rhinos here in Jeff City.
Nick, sources tell me this morning that Governor Parson last night had a meeting with Democrats to try to get enough votes to get this to the emergency clause. Is that true? Do you know if that happened or not?
I do not know if that's true or not. I do know Representative Lehman was running around trying to get people to support the emergency clause, which we're going to debate today. The true emergency is what's happening in D.C. There's talk of getting rid of the Hyde Amendment, subsidizing abortions with the use of our taxpayer dollars, adding states to our nation that are left-leaning, federalizing elections. The true emergency here is the erosion of our American way and Missouri value. So I think adding a Republican like states like Tennessee, Texas, Florida are doing, or you can even look at the Democrat states, Illinois, New York, California, that are going the opposite direction. It is an emergency if we pass this Nancy Pelosi approved bill, and hopefully we'll see in the Senate that true leadership for our county will occur.
Well, you've clearly got some Democrats who aren't thrilled with this 6-2 map, but they're going to be happier with that than they obviously would be with a 7-1 map.
Well, you know, that was a thing that, you know, we were willing to work with the Black Caucus. And, you know, we know that the Voting Rights Act of federal requirements, you know, must keep minority districts in St. Louis City area. So we were willing to work with them. I think that we would have had much support. I know Senator Igel and Onder have had some support in the Senate, even on a 7-1 map behind closed doors. There were many talks on, yeah, we could probably support this if St. Louis County, St. Louis City, which we know has to be a minority district anyways, is drawn a certain way. But we didn't even try. You know, I've done a lot of negotiating in my life, whether it was in law school with the Federalist Society and corporate, criminal law, all the different types of law that I've done. We are going backwards. You know, we are negotiating from a 5-3 map. And then now when it goes to the Senate, we're going to have people asking for a 7-1. It just baffles my mind that people have forgotten their conservative values. There is so much on the line for these next 10 years, this time when these maps are going to be in place. We need to ensure that we are sending constitutional conservatives with the backbone that are willing to fight for our conservative values, our constitutional values, and our very way of life that is under attack by the socialists in D.C.
Well, I hope people get on the phone and call their state reps right now, because as Nick mentioned, about an hour and a half from now, they're going to go back and vote on this again. Let them know what you think. Light them up.
Yeah,
Nick,
we appreciate
you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you.
You
Bye-bye.
Bet. State Representative Nick Schroer, a candidate for the Senate seat as well out there in St. Charles County. Hey, quick break here. Stacy on the right. We're going to keep it rolling this hour with Stacy on the right. Straight ahead.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of the few songs that I can still pick up a guitar and play for the most part. Not well, not as good as this, but it was one of the first songs I learned on a guitar my cousin years
ago. I think that's why my daughter loves this song, is because she took guitar last year and they played this song.
Exactly.
So, yeah, she fell in love with this song, learning how to play guitar.
We were just talking about that in the break earlier. Denise and I have both been greatly impressed with our teenage daughters and their love of older songs like this. Like my daughter's, I heard her listening to Air Supply the other day. She loves Air Supply.
I love Air Supply too, but that was when I was 12.
Well, and I mean, I can remember slow dancing to it in high school. I did proms and stuff like that. That's when it was really popular.
I'm just telling you, I couldn't imagine as a kid that I would ever be sitting in a car as the mother of a 16-year-old singing along to songs that I sang when I was a kid growing up in the 80s and 90s. And just she knows all the songs, all the words. And it was so weird just to be sitting in a car with her, listening to songs for just like for about 2 hours and going toe-to-toe, knowing all the lyrics.
Well, of course.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm taking my daughter to Elton John. I took her to the Stones. I tried to take her to Paul McCartney. I want her to see all these guys before you can't see them anymore.
When is Elton John coming?
March 30th.
Oh. Is this his farewell tour?
It is the farewell tour,
but it was supposed to be 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they punted.
I see.
So it's happening still.
That's okay. I bet my daughter would probably want to go see Journey if she knew I was going. I mean, not that I would probably pay $140 a ticket for her to go to that, because that's about what it's costing me with fees and all that.
Does Ginger care that Steve Perry won't be there? Or
she doesn't know the difference. Just like Mia, she'd be singing along to all the songs. Mm-hmm. And I said earlier, I think it was it Stranger Things was the show that had a lot of really great music
it's
in it.
Set in the 80s.
She really loved, she really started singing those songs. And I'll be driving down the road like you all, hear her singing along with.
How do you know this song? Same thing with like Gardens of the Galaxy and some of the 70s songs, I think that Mia likes is from being introduced from movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So we're trying to get a hold of Stacey Washington. I had her scheduled to join us right now. So there's either been a mix up on our end or hers, and we haven't been able to get her on the phone yet. So if you heard me say that earlier, we were going to talk to her, and we haven't.
I have texted her as well.
Well, that happens. So maybe hope all is well with her for sure. Did you see that? I saw this story yesterday, and I wanted to bring it up this morning. The oldest person in the world has been confirmed at 112 years old, 211 days.
Wow.
It was 119, and then that person passed.
Wow. Yeah. So this guy's now, the oldest one is 112 years, 211 days, still gets around just using a cane. Born in the neighborhood of Ponte Castro, Leon, February of 1909. Saturnino is the guy's name. I think he just died, actually. He would have celebrated his 113th birthday at the beginning of next month. So I don't know who it fell to now. Would have been 113. That's something.
You'd think there'd be a list. Someone, whoever's keeping track of all these, says, okay, who's next in line?
I saw where a guy who was the last Tuskegee Airman died the other day,
yes,
too.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And he was in his hundreds. It's amazing. People, I have an aunt who's 96 now or 97, one of the two. And I'm hoping those bloodlines have gotten passed along.
Yeah.
You always hope, right?
You want that to happen.
As long as you're healthy.
You sure do, exactly. And I've got another friend, I believe, whose dad is over 100 years old. That's impressive, man. That's a good long life. You've seen it all. You've seen you were around at that point. You were around before the income tax, right? This dude saw that disaster happen in 1917 or 1919 or something like that. Oh, I know. All of it. Think of that. That is just awesome. And wouldn't it be great if we could be sitting around one day? I remember when.
Don't lie. You've already had those moments.
We voted in ranked choice voting. People on the feed are enjoying our interview earlier with John Hancock. And if you missed it, you can go back and get it on demand, of course, on the Odyssey app. You can hit the rewind button. We're going to have it posted up on the website soon, and we'll probably replay it in the morning, Carl, in the 5:30 slot, because sometimes people don't get to listen for four straight hours. I don't know why. I mean, we're here. You should be here.
A lot of choice words on the Facebook feed.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, I've known John a long time. What a talented musician. You should hear this guy on a piano. I've known John a long time. I knew him back when he was head of the Missouri Republican Party.
Yes, he's a Republican, everyone.
Yes, he is. And we don't see eye to eye on everything. I mean, he, as I brought up during the interview, he was in support of the merger in St. Louis City and County. And now he's on board with this better elections idea that would move us to ranked choice voting. It was an interesting conversation. Hopefully it was an educational conversation. You know, John and I don't need to be screaming at each other over it. He thinks for some reason it's a good idea. I don't. There's a lot of good reasons not to like this idea. And the biggest question is, what's wrong with what we've got going on? We can debate all day as to whether or not you should have voter ID. You should. Or you should have month-long voting before Election Day. I don't think you should. You know, absentee balloting and all that is fine, but mailing ballots home, I don't think we should do. We can have those debates. But at the end of the day, short of the presidential election cycle, it's a popularity contest. You put your name in the hat, I put my name in the hat, anybody else wants to put their name in the hat, and at the end of the close of Election Day, which is when the counting of ballots should stop, the person who has the most votes that day, legal votes, should win. That's not what ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting keeps counting the votes until they determine a winner who may be very different than the person who got the most votes on Election Day, because they get to add votes after the fact. It's the craziest thing. Like, I'm just envisioning, we've got audio this morning from a Senate candidate down in Louisiana who's smoking pot during his campaign ad. I have to think the people that dreamed this system up were high, because I don't know, there's no logic to it. It makes no sense. The person in fourth place, let's say, for example, they get dropped off the sheet for the next round of voting. And then they go back and they look at all the people that voted for that person, and they look at their second, third, and fourth choices, and then those votes are tallied for those individuals who might still be in the race, right? So if they voted for the person that came in number two on Election Day, but their number two choice, that vote gets added after the fact. Like, they just keep adding votes until they come up with a winner. It's crazy. It sounds like something that they do in Pennsylvania. I'm just saying. So go back and listen to that if you get a chance. And I'm going to continue talking about it, because here's the bottom line. We cannot continue as a state to have a system where outside influences to this state can send $2.5 million in dark money into the state of Missouri to fund a campaign to radically change the way we hold elections. We don't even know who these people are. John claims he's met with a couple of them, but he didn't name them. He claims it's not George Soros, but we don't know who they are. Somebody is willing to put $2.5 million into an effort to change how we vote in Missouri. What would their purpose be for doing that? Now, he said Soros only contributes in races where it's a blue district and he wants a certain person elected. And well, What better way to change Missouri from what it is, a very strong red state now, to a purple state than by watering down the election process with something like ranked choice voting? That's my opinion. That's what they're after, I'm convinced. And I think that the people of Missouri would be foolish to vote for something like that, but here's the danger. This is why we've got to have initiative petition reform in Missouri. When you call your state representative today to complain about the redistricting map, say, hey, by the way, reform initiative petitions, so it's a higher threshold to change the Missouri Constitution. These folks are going to come in here. They're going to have millions of dollars in their coffers. There's not going to be an organized group opposing it. So they're going to dominate the airwaves across the state with flowery commercials claiming it's something it's not. And there are enough low education, low information voters in this state who are going to vote for it. That's what's going to happen. And then the next thing you know, it's going to become law. Just like Clean Missouri became law because people were lied to about what it really was. And then we had to wait another election cycle to go back and fix it. We need to eliminate that problem to begin with. I'm going to get to a break. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about that Senate candidate down in Louisiana and why he decided to get stoned in his campaign commercial. How about that? And we'll continue to try to get a hold of Stacey Washington. We'll be right back. Shout the battle cry. You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior. Stacey Washington on the phone with us this morning. Stacey, how are you?
Good morning, Mark.
Great to get you on here. I don't know if you heard me talking about this earlier this week. I had a debate with the John Hancock this morning about ranked choice voting, which some outstate group is trying to fund here in Missouri. Any thoughts on that?
Of course. Ranked choice voting is how people who can't win elections knock off the people who actually do win elections. Ranked choice voting is something that is a gift to us from California, the failed state of California, the failed democratic experiment of utopian democratic ideals. It is the absolute nonsense that Democrats bring about when they do not win. So what do you see in Missouri? You see a lot of choice, a lot of freedom, a lot of Republicans in charge. How do Democrats destroy that? Ranked choice voting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't see any sense for it. But here we go again with an initiative petition. They're going to buy enough signatures to get this on the ballot, and then they're going to fund flowery ads on every major market radio and TV station in Missouri praising what a great system it is. There won't be any organized opposition, I'm afraid. I mean, that's the danger here.
So this is where we normally, as Republicans, we normally fall down on the job because they do. The Democrats hate a baby or a child or any representation of family in advertising or on television until it's time for them to sell you on a tax hike or some kind of nonsense like ranked choice voting. And we need to run our own ads. We need to go to those individuals who have the money to get these air wars going. And we need to run our own ads showing the destruction in California, the trash, the degradation, the homelessness. And then we need to show them what's precipitated that, what single party rule. And that is brought about by ranked choice voting. And we need some of these moms. We have these fantastic people that you've been highlighting on your program and people who really, they get stuff done. They're organizing mavens. They're geniuses when it comes to messaging and getting things done. We need to gather a few of those people together, and we need to run our own campaign. In fact, what we need is an initiative petition to require anyone who is elected in the state of Missouri to have to actually answer for the campaign promises that they make. Because if you look at Jefferson City right now, Mark, what's happening with them and that redistricting map where they apparently want to give the Democrats two seats when the Democrats can't actually get two seats through elections. And we don't have to give them anything. They should have one seat, one congressional seat in the state of Missouri, because that's how many Democrats they have here. The state of Missouri is red. It went for Trump by double digits in two separate elections, and they want to change us into a more green and slightly colder version, or definitely colder version of California, and we should fight that. Living here is absolute privilege in comparison to places like Chicago and San Francisco and places that are run by Democrats. Austin, beautiful city, but it's just crap because the taxes and the regulations there are made by Democrats. They want to take away what we have.
There's a lot of deal-making going on in Jeff City right now, and a lot of it is people in the so-called Republicans caucusing with Democrats to get this done. That's baffling to me.
It is. It is. Especially when you look at what's at stake. We're already fighting here. I know Rockwood makes the news all the time, but all of the school districts have the same problems with critical race theory and critical theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion and all these things being included and embedded in the curriculum. And parents are just now really beginning to understand how tough of an issue it's going to be to clean this up. On top of that, you want to have to fight at the state legislature when you've already voted for a so-called Republican. So I know we always have to say, oh, we want to take this back. We want to do, you know what, Mark, there isn't anything to take back. We already have what is great. It's a great place to live. I just don't want to see people destroy that. We have to stop them from bringing ranked choice voting here. We have to stop the state legislature from giving away our congressional representation. And that starts with making calls. I posted something on my Facebook page, Stacey on the Right Show. I believe you have something up as well. Call your legislators this morning. Take that. It's like 2 minutes to call and give them your address and tell them you want them to go with the 7-1 congressional map. We have to get this done.
I could not agree more. Well said. Stacey, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You bet. Stacey on the Right. You can listen to her on SiriusXM Patriot in the evenings. Be sure you catch her show there, and obviously on her Facebook page as well. Yeah, you know, we had Nick Schroer on. He's been down there fighting for this. I don't know that there's any way they get a 7-1 map. But what we need to ensure is that at the very least, that 6-2 map is a solid 6-2 map, not something that in one or two election cycles is going to transform into a 5-3 map, which is what CD2 could very well do. Bear in mind, Josh Hawley lost that district in the last Senate election. There's only so much longer you can hold out without having that district shored up, and they don't seem to be very interested in doing that. Call your state rep today. Tell them how you want them to vote here at 10 o'clock. That's an hour and 4 minutes from now. Get on it, folks. Those are your marching orders. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.